Hi, Women of Strength. Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to share something that's really close to my heart. If you're planning a VBAC or even just starting to think about one, you don't have to piece everything together on your own. You don't have to find every blog or hunt down a specific podcast episode. The VBAC Link Parent Prep Course was created by our founders, Julie and Megan, who are doulas and VBAC moms themselves. I actually took it when I was preparing for my own VBAC, long before I was a host of the podcast, just as a mom who needed clarity, confidence, and evidence-based information. So I can say, from a personal standpoint, that I know you'll love it. We also have a VBAC birth plan guidebook with a drag and drop template, and that's the exact template I used for my own VBAC birth. It made communicating with my care team so much more smooth. So if you're looking for practical, supportive VBAC prep from people who truly get it, you can find both the course and the guidebook at thevbaclink.com. All right, let's get into today's episode.
Happy Wednesday, Women of Strength. You are listening to the VBAC Link with your new hosts. I'm Paige, and Lily is here too. We are figuring it out. This is our first solo episode. We're making it a bonus episode. Yay. And bear with us because we kind of don't know what we're doing, but we're trying to figure it out. We're here for you. Yeah.
Is the answer to that question. We don't know what we're doing.
But we do.
And that's making a lot of noise.
We're figuring it out. We've got this. And we, Lily and I, are fairly new friends. We've been working together for the last couple years on the VBAC Link, but actually, it feels like our roles have been kind of parallel and not really interacting until recently. Yeah. So it's been really fun to get to know Lily as a human being and a friend. We have started Marco Poloing each other a lot over the last couple months. I think more this summer, would you say?
Yeah. We had a lot of like, it started as like, I have a question about the VBAC Link. And then it turned into like, oh my gosh, I have to tell you about this thing and this doula client and like all this stuff. So it's been such a privilege and an honor to like get to know you. And I was just telling a friend today on Marco Polo. So if you want to get a hold of me, someone find me on Marco Polo because that's my favorite. I was just telling a friend today about how you and I have such a beautiful relationship in that, like, I think business ventures can go a weird way. It's like roommate in college, right? Like, you shouldn't room with your best friend is what they say. And I feel like a lot of business ventures started by friends can go in, like, a sticky space. But you and I have such a great thing that, like, we started out as coworkers who are becoming friends, which I think is, like, really special.
Yeah, I agree. So what's super fun is you guys are going to get to watch our newer friendship develop in real time. And we thought it would be really fun today to do a type, like a 20 questions Q&A for each other. And these are genuine things that I want to know about Lily that I don't know. I don't know little things because we haven't hung out. We've never met in person. So this will be a lot of fun. And we'll take a quick little break for our intro, and then we'll get into it.
Hi, I'm Lily.
And I'm Paige. Welcome to the VBAC Link podcast.
We're moms and doulas who know firsthand that birth after cesarean isn't always straightforward. I'm a miscarriage and ectopic mom who went on to have a hospital water birth VBAC.
And I've had two CBACs and a planned maternal assisted cesarean.
Our experiences may be different, but our mission is the same: to make birth after cesarean better.
On this podcast, you'll hear powerful stories of VBACs, repeat cesareans, and CBACs from women around the world.
We'll also bring in expert insight, practical tools, and encouragement to help you feel informed and supported as you plan your next birth.
Whether you're preparing for a VBAC, choosing a repeat cesarean, or simply exploring your options, this space is for you.
Because every story matters, and we're here to remind you that you've got options, you've got support, and you're never alone.
The VBAC Link is storytelling by nature. The stories on this podcast do not represent a universally best or safest option for everyone.
This podcast is intended to encourage and inform. It does not replace individualized advice from a qualified medical provider.
Okay.
Hey, welcome back.
Here we go. Welcome back. We're ready.
If you didn't know, we're literally on opposite sides of the world of each other. So if you are watching on YouTube and it looks dark where I am and less dark where Paige is, that's because it's tomorrow for Paige.
Yeah, we're different sides of the world, different days, quite literally. We figured out for our recording sessions that my, I don't even know what day it is today. This is not our regular recording day anyway. But my morning is best for Lily's evening because it's my baby's nap time while my big kids are at school. And it's Lily's bedtime for her littles. So.
Yes. But if you hear a three-year-old crying right over there in the next room over, well, then I guess I will dash and hope that I'm in good company.
I know. I think we are equally excited as nervous every time we record that we're going to have little ones crying. And anyway, so we're in it with you in this season of motherhood. And you might just see babies on the screen sometimes or hear them in the background. We should hold that disclaimer.
I know. I feel like we should just be in the intro probably. Like, don't take this as medical advice. And also, if there are tiny people in the background, well, welcome to being a mother.
Exactly. Okay, so this is how we're going to do this. I actually have a lot of questions, but we're going to do 5 and 5. So I'll ask 5, yes. And then Lily will ask 5, and we'll swap.
Before we do that, do you want to tell everybody just about who we are?
Sure.
I know we gave like a rundown on our episode with Megan, like our announcement. I know we like shared like, oh, this is who I am, like to the VBAC link. But I want to know like, who is Paige? Like, I didn't know until very recently that you play an instrument in an orchestra and you're super talented that way. Like, I want to know those things. So can you tell us like a, who's Paige?
Sure. Yeah. It is. I do think that I have a little bit of an unfair advantage because you are more present on social media. So I do feel like I've gotten to know a little bit of who Lily is and probably the general public has as well. But I am not as like, yeah, I have this background and whatever, and this is my family. Okay. So I'm originally from Modesto, California, which is really fun because I was born and raised literally like the same house that my parents brought me home from the hospital in is the same house that I left when I went to college. And then they moved away like 5 or 6 years ago. And you mentioned that you grew up, you got your childhood home, then your parents moved away recently-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a big, it's like a grieving process. So, oh my gosh. They moved away from Central California and they now live in Southern Utah, which is a beautiful place also. But we've had a few guests from Modesto, which has been really fun because I can connect with like the hospitals that they're talking about and, you know, you just feel that connection. I got married to my husband, Sam, in 2014 and we got married in California and then we were dating long distance. So I joined him in Hawaii where he was stationed at the time as I think he was a second lieutenant. Maybe he had just gotten promoted. Anyway, he was a young officer in Hawaii. And so that was our first duty station where we lived. So yes, I am an Army military spouse and living that life. Moving around, which is crazy because I didn't do that at all when I was a kid. And it was like my biggest fear as a kid. But it's been a new, beautiful life. And there's definitely...
How did you and Sam meet?
So we were youth camp counselors while I was in college and he was done with, he's 6 years older than me. So he was done with college, doing the Army thing. And he had just always loved, like we went to that same youth camp as kids and loved it. Mm. So yeah, we worked together for 2 weeks and then stayed in touch, dated long distance while I finished college. I went to BYU in Utah. And then, yeah, so we lived in Hawaii for about a year and a half, moved to Oklahoma, Fort Sill, and I had my first baby there. Then we moved to Texas, then Germany, then Colorado, where Lily lives. Not where Lily lives, but Colorado Springs, which I loved. That one was hard to leave because that was the closest I felt to actually like having a home. It just felt like home to me. And then now we live in South Korea, and we've lived there for the last 2 years, and we will be here for another 3 years.
Wow.
And circling back to the music thing, I got my bachelor's degree in violin performance. So
I teach. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I teach and I've played since I was 5. And yeah, I did the music program at BYU. Then I've had students wherever, I've played in orchestras wherever we've been. So right now I play in the Pyeongtaek Philharmonic Orchestra, and I have about 6 students.
Wow.
Yeah.
I flunked out of playing the violin. You should know this.
What?
I was like obsessed with wanting to play the violin as a kid. And so my parents got me all the things, and I took lessons. And then my violin teacher, this is so bad. My violin teacher told my mom that I liked being the center of attention too much and I would never thrive in an orchestra.
What the heck?
And she thought that I should stick with dance.
Oh my gosh. I've literally never heard that. I would never say that to a student probably, but like that's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, probably true. Like I was meant to be like a performer human.
You're meant to be a concert master. That's what you're meant to be, Lily. You're meant to be a soloist and a concert master. That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, apparently was not. So I did not play the violin, but...
But you danced.
My dream.
Okay, your turn. Go. Who is Lily?
Okay. Gosh. Well, I'm Lily. I live in Colorado. I live in Northern Colorado. And I have 2 tiny people, Brecken and Matilda. And my husband is Jared. We also met at camp, which is fun. We met at Young Life Camp. We were both Young Life leaders in college, and we were on a leader retreat weekend. So that's how we met, my freshman year of college. And... we've been together for 11 years. It's our 7-11 years. So we've been married for 7, together for 11, which is kind of fun. And yeah, I grew up dancing as a ballerina for 20 years and danced all through college, my college dance program. But I majored in kinesiology with a concentration in fitness and health promotion. And I was going to minor in dance, and then I dropped my minor so I could graduate early.
Nice.
I like saw Jared is... like 3.5 years older than me. So he was a senior my freshman year. And I saw him like living like adult life, not in college. And I was like, ooh, I want that. So I just like plowed through my degree. I graduated a year early, which is crazy.
Dang.
Yeah. So we got married in Estes Park, if you know where Estes Aww. Is. And it was so beautiful. It was
so fun. So beautiful.
It's my favorite. So speaking of summer camp, I grew up going to summer camp in Estes. And so we, like, got married up there, which was really sweet. We have 2 dogs, Rizzo and Wrigley. Go Cubs. No, my husband is not from Chicago. No, he had never been to Chicago until 2 years ago. He just grew up watching the Cubs loved them.
That's awesome.
Isn't that so funny? People are like, oh, so your husband's from Chicago. I'm like, no, we have actually no connections to
Is
Chicago.
He a Bears fan then, too? Or Broncos?
No, just the Cubs.
That's probably for the best because my husband lived in Chicago as a kid for a little while, and he claims Chicago is where he's from, actually. But he's a huge Bears fan, and he's like, man. And then his parents moved to the Denver area, and he went to school through like junior high and high school in Colorado. And he's like, I should have been a Broncos fan, but he still like sticks with the Bears. That's so funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, we're just Cubs. We named our dog after Anthony Rizzo when he was still playing. And then actually the year we got our dog Rizzo, the Cubs won the series. So we Aww. Claimed that it was our dog.
Probably.
But yeah, and so let's see, other life things. I do like a lot of things, and that's something that's fun. I am not someone that I think will ever have like one job. I really enjoy doing a lot of different things. And so for the last 7 years, I worked in a community health program, a school-based community health program that was housed in a research department. So also like bopped over and did a role as a clinical research coordinator on a vaccine trial. So have like a research background too. But I left that job, my full-time job. And by left, I mean I dropped to PRN because I love everybody that I work with too much to leave. And my husband keeps telling me that I can't stay at a job just because I like everybody. But I think that's false. So I just worked PRN. I just worked for like today for 45 minutes because we bop around to different schools. So I just like went and helped do a biometric screening at a school that was local to me and then came home. So I do that. I also am a fitness instructor. I started teaching bar right after I graduated college and taught at 2 different bar studios. And then now I teach at Spenga, which is 20 minutes of spin and then 20 minutes of strength training and then 20 minutes of yoga. And it's so fun. And your first class is free if you're in Northern Colorado. Holla at Spenga Loveland. So that's super fun. I do that. And I work here at the VBAC Link. I've been our social media director for the last 2 years. And I'm also a doula.
And we're doulas. Do you ever have people who are like, why do you do so much? Like, you're so crazy, this and that. I don't know.
Yes. And I think people think that like all of the things that I do are like full-time jobs. None of what I do is full-time. And so I really enjoy like, well, I got to like go to a school today for 45 minutes and talk to middle schoolers. And then I love that I get to like talk to women of strength at the VMAC link and also hang out with my doula. It fills my soul. Yeah. So
my mom all the time, she's like, why do you do orchestra? Why do you do this? Like, not in a bad way, but, you know, out of a loving way. You should simplify this, cut this out, this and that. But I love having friends. Like, you and I are similar because I love having all the things. I can't just do one thing. It like, fills my soul, like you said, to do a whole bunch of different things and to feel like, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad that we're the same in that way. I think that's another reason why we work well together, because we get each other. And I'm inspired by I love having friends like that because it inspires me. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's doing this and this. And not in a competitive way, like trying to keep up with them, but in a way that I want to be better, and it lifts me. And you've been that for me even so far with the VBAC link, just with like your ideas and your vision and your spreadsheets. I'm like, yes, this is how I work. I love it.
So many spreadsheets.
I love it so much. So anyway.
The spreadsheet thing is funny to me because I'm not type A. Like, I'm 0% type A at all. All of that is just like learned. So I feel really grateful for like working in community health and in a like really big program that I was coordinating across multiple school districts and like having to stay organized. So spreadsheets are actually like not at all my love language, but they turned into my love language because
yeah, I agree. Because if you look around my bedroom right now, it is not organized. I don't think I would say I'm a type A either. But anyway, yeah, we have ideas and dreams. We're dreamers. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I have to like remind myself to stick with the mundane and like do the work, not just like dream the dreams, you know?
Yep.
I do a lot of things, you guys. I love it so much. And like, I have such a great husband and partner in Jared in that like, he will watch my kids. Like, he's hands down the reason I have not drowned in motherhood, in that like, I have things that fill my own cup. And I have a partner that like just now before we got on, he was playing softball and he came home and he goes, did a hurricane happen? Like, it was a mess because I had made dinner and I had made beets for dinner. So there was like red everywhere on the high chair because our baby was eating it. And it was like, there's a fire truck in the middle of our living room and like the kids' clothes is everywhere and they took a bath. Like, I hadn't put anything away. And I was like, ugh. And then our 3-year-old started to cry. And so I went upstairs and was like soothing him. And I came like sprinting back downstairs to go clean up before we hopped on. And he goes, I got it. Go have fun.
What a guy.
You're the best.
So, I love it.
He's good.
Got it. The best like three words. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Aww. I know. Cheers to him. He's the best. Also, I'm obsessed with Gilmore Girls. So this is my mug.
I love it.
I feel really self-conscious about drinking on this microphone. I feel like you can hear my swallow. It's like ASMR.
I love it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Rapid fire 20 questions. Lily, what's your favorite treat?
Yeah. Favorite treat?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said favorite tree.
What kind of like tree?
An aspen tree.
That works too. I didn't know that about you. Actually, my favorite
because
tree.
Because you can tell it's an aspen tree because of the way it is. Do you remember that video?
I love willow trees. That's my favorite. Okay,
favorite treat.
Treat. Like if Jared were to bring you home something and you're like, oh my gosh, you nailed it. What would he bring home?
Oh God. Either Sour Patch Kids or crumble cookies.
Ooh, yeah.
Always crumble cookies.
Yep.
So good. Like the chocolate cupcakey ones. Killer. Nice.
So good.
Okay.
Okay, well, chocolate or gummy in general?
Gummy, generally, gummy. Yeah.
Okay, nice. What's your favorite? Why is it all food? What's your go-to fast food?
go-to fast food. Yeah. We, like, just recently got an In-N-Out burger, like, within the last couple of years. So I love In-N-Out. But honestly, usually it's Chick-fil-A. It was, like, right across the street from our office. And so I feel like I love Chick-fil-A.
That's probably on my mind because I'm like, since I can't have it here, the thought of you appreciating it where you are brings me a lot of comfort. Do you have any siblings? I know you grew up in Colorado, but do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older brother, and my older brother is actually an addict. So sorry to bring the mood down, but I think it's important to just like talk about, and you're not alone if you love someone who is an addict. And then I also have a little sister. So my mom was a nanny when I was growing up. And so my sister, Michaela, her mom was a single mom. And so we just kind of like pulled them into our family, and they had like dinner at our house every night. So I would say I have a little sister, but she went home at the end of the day.
Aww.
So, and she is 10 years younger than me. So she is rocking college right now, which is really fun.
Oh, that's amazing. Let's see. Okay. And then I know you're a shorty like me. But how tall actually are you?
It's so true that like when you don't know someone in person and you meet them and you're like, whoa, I was not expecting that at all.
That was like
I had that experience.
When Julie came out to my birth, she's like, oh my gosh, you're little. You're little. I was like, yeah.
I'm small. Yeah. I'm 5'1".
Okay, I'm 5 feet. So we're the same.
Okay. Yeah, we're the same. We could be hugging buddies. We'd be really good at giving each other hugs.
I know, right? Okay, so then where do you shop? Where do you get your jeans? You just posted that you got some really cute jeans, and I can never find jeans that fit the right length.
So my dad works at Scheels. Do you know what Scheels is?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's like a really big, like the sporting goods store with the Ferris wheel inside, for listeners that don't know. It's awesome. So my dad shops at Scheels, so then that means that like, our whole family shops at Scheels. So the jeans that I got, the brand is Cut, K-U-T. And they weren't even petites. Like, they just fit me, which is crazy. I feel like that never happens. But, yeah, it was awesome. But also, like, shopping for jeans postpartum is just so humbling and not my favorite thing at all. I, like, tried on one pair that I literally couldn't get past, like, my knees.
Dang it.
And I was like, man, this is making me feel so great about myself.
No, yeah.
But the secret to postpartum confidence is to just buy clothes that fit, you guys.
Absolutely.
Like, just stop trying to fit into other stuff. It's okay to just
your body's just size. Changed so much. And actually, that's why I do love living in Korea, because they're just little people. And I do feel like the clothes, that's been eye-opening. The clothes are not a standard size. And based on where you live, they're made differently. So I actually find dresses and skirts and pants that are the right length. I'm like, oh my gosh, there you go.
Totally. That's amazing. Yeah. Good for you. I'm putting a pillow behind my back. I need it. Okay, my 5 for you. Next ones. Okay, morning person or night owl?
Morning for sure.
Okay.
What about you?
I told you I was going to count on my fingers. Here's my fingers.
I think you're a night owl.
I am, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could stay up to like, and I usually do, stay up to like 11 p.m., like doing work. Like, that's when my brain is just functioning.
Yeah.
Never get up at 5 a.m. Couldn't be me.
Taking a quick break from our episode to share this important stat with you. Did you know a 2025 retrospective cohort study published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology found that doula care was associated with about a 15.6 increase in VBAC rates compared to those without doula support? Lily and I love doulas, and we are doulas. The VBAC Link was founded by doulas Julie Frankham and Megan Heaton, who created a comprehensive VBAC course for doulas. It's fully self-paced, completely virtual, and when you complete it, you're added to the VBAC Link doula directory. You'll also earn 8 ICEA continuing education hours and become a VBAC certified doula. And if you're a parent looking for a VBAC Link certified doula, you can find one at thevbaclink.com/findadoula. All right, let's get back to the episode.
Okay, 3 things that you always, this is a 2-parter, sorry. 3 things you always have in your personal bag and in your doula bag.
Personal bag, always Aquaphor chapstick. Doula bag. My mind went to a speaker, probably just because I'm such a music person that music sets the mood for me and I feel like for my clients. I'll just go with that.
I love it. Great. Yeah. Okay. Favorite comfort meal?
Favorite comfort meal. Okay. I think it could be a lot of different things, but I'll just say this. So my neighbor across the street is my best friend, and her little boy got hit by a car in the spring, and it was traumatic for our whole neighborhood. But of course, like my little boy saw it happen. Like it was just really intense for everybody. Oh, and wow. Some sweet human in our church congregation, she thought to send meals to create a meal train for some people in our neighborhood who were affected. And the meal that I got that night was like a Thanksgiving-y type. And it was just so nostalgic and it was so comforting. So never underestimate the power of like a comforting meal that I would say just anything that somebody brings out of love. Like that's the ultimate comfort meal. Like I'm not picky. I don't really care what it is. Yeah. But I'm so experience or based when I travel, that's what I love the most is like the experience of eating that kind of food. So I think it's just like any kind of meal that's attached to an experience or like a gesture, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I love that. Jared and I are obsessed with Top Chef. And anywhere we go, anywhere we travel, we try to eat at like a Top Chef contestant's restaurant. It's like our thing. So
I love that. Favorite.
There's actually one in Colorado Springs.
Really?
Brother Lux.
Oh, yeah, is that...
he was on Top Chef Colorado.
Is it, like, down by Manitou Springs? No. Never mind.
No, it's, like, in downtown Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay, okay.
If you're in the Springs, Brother Lux, 4 by Brother Lux. We love. It's so okay. Good.
Yeah.
Blue cornbread. We actually usually go down every year for our anniversary, and that's where we eat. It's kind of fun.
Oh.
I could totally live in the Springs. I love the Springs.
Well, we have a house there still, so... we have ties.
Come back, girl.
We might.
Okay, current, something that you are currently obsessed with.
Currently obsessed with? Oh my gosh, these are hard. I wish I had like some background prep.
Sorry.
It's okay. Currently, I'm trying to think of all the ways. Like all the different things I could be obsessed with. So there's this like Korean skincare lip, and it's called Bioderm, and it's like a collagen lip thing, and it's like my holy grail nail lip product. I love it.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Send me some, please.
Thank you.
Last one of my five. What song would play on the opening credits to a movie about your life?
Well, okay. So it would probably be something nostalgic because I'm just a sentimental person in general. And my dad really loves music. And that's a way that I connect with him. So it'd probably be something that's like, reminds me of him, but my go-to song to get me in a good mood always is Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. So I don't know that that would like really represent my life as a whole, but that is always my go-to hype song. What about yours?
I love that you know like your go-to hype song. That's so good.
You have 5%. I might have to go get my charger.
Oh man, that's okay. We can pause and then come back for the next five. Am I supposed to answer hype song or am I supposed to answer movie credit?
Answer either one. Yeah, both.
Okay. A hype song is All I Do Is Win because my last name is Win.
Yeah.
Jared and I, that's what played after we like had our first kiss at our wedding.
Oh, that's so cute.
So that's just like a funny one. intro to a movie, I'm going to go back to Gilmore Girls. I just like it. That's something that feels really nostalgic for me. And so like now having a daughter, like when I sing that to her, when I'm rocking her to sleep, I like get all teary eyed and sad. And like,
oh my gosh,
she's going to grow up. And like, I just can't believe it. And so it's so good.
Oh,
yes.
That gave me chills. Good. I love it.
Okay, it's your turn again. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. So now we know how tall you are. How old are you?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say?
Not because, okay here's the thing. I will say, I'm 29. I will be 30. This will be my 30th. My birthday's in May, though, so I'm like, It's far away. But, yeah, I'm 29. I feel self-conscious about my age often because I'm most always the baby of my friend group and like have always been like the younger because my birthday's in May. So I was always the younger friend, even if like people were in my age group. So even like now I'm like, oh, I'm such a baby. Like I don't like aging myself. Like I have a client right now who's in her 40s.
No, it's great.
And I feel so like, oh, I'm just a baby.
Yeah.
So weird. I don't know.
It's true. Well, and you don't want people talking down to you at all. And yes. Sometimes that can happen when it's like, oh, do you even remember that? Yeah, I feel that, especially with my husband being older. I mean, he doesn't do that to me, but like friends in that,
yeah,
like when they're 10 years older or whatever, that kind of thing. I'm 33, so we're close. We're close.
Yeah,
we're fine. But usually, I'm the youngest of four kids, so I always felt that too, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the baby. But now I'm in this weird stage where it's like, am I old? I guess. I don't know. I don't feel old. Like, what? I'm not. Am I still relevant?
It is actually blowing my mind. Some of my, like, dearest friends, we have a 10-year age gap. And so, like, they're approaching 40 while I'm approaching 30. And that's, like, an interesting, like, dynamic. Because then I'm like, I'm old enough to have friends that are 40. That's crazy. Yes. And then I like I am it. Perpetuating the problem for them probably. So
Yeah.
40 is definitely okay. The new 30, I feel like.
Let's see. I'm glad that I had more because I do feel like we've kind of hit on some similar things. What is your pre-birth ritual?
Ooh, that's fun because one of my questions is what is your after-birth ritual? So
oh, okay. In a minute.
Pre-birth, I like to, like, if someone calls me in the middle of the night, I always wash my face. I don't like to go to the hospital or to someone's home with makeup on. Like, I put mascara on. So I, like, wash my face, put mascara on. I try to eat something. My doula mentor had another doula friend tell her that she always brings, like, a baggie of sliced apples to a birth because it's, like, a really easy snack, but it's pretty filling. And so I usually, like, slice an apple now before I go. And that's it. Like, I don't do anything crazy, but I do try to, like, wash my face and get, like, some water in my face to feel awake.
How do you get your head in the game? Do you feel – because I get this adrenaline rush a little bit. So how do you
– Oh, totally. Yeah, it feels like yourself. You're going to the hospital yourself. Like, I feel very similar vibes. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm so excited. Ugh. I think I really try to, A, think about, like, what they've already shared with me about their birth, like, what's already going on so that I can walk in the door, like, with a plan of, like, okay, so we're here, we're at the hospital, like, maybe we shouldn't even go into the hospital, like, maybe I'm feeling like, gosh, let's feel it out in the parking lot before we walk in, or, so I try to analyze that stuff, and then I am a Jesus person, and so for me, like, worship music is something that I'm always kind of have on. I just like have my birth playlist that I listen to myself and just kind of walk in and pray over what's about to happen and the new life that's being brought into the world, which feels really sweet. So yeah.
I love it. Oh, thanks for sharing. Where do you get your cute headbands?
Ooh, that's a good question. Maven Thread. Almost all of mine are from Maven Thread. And there's like a lady local to me, actually. So if you've looked at like my birth photos, I'm wearing a headband. And she is one of my Spenga clients gifted it to me. Let's see if I can find it. I swear I used to know what it was. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm going to have to find it and I will have to share it because I love that it's a local business too. But Maven Thread is where I get 99.9% of mine. They have like so many cute patterns and
They look really comfy, especially if you wore them during your birth. Like, they don't hurt. And
no, they don't.
Not too tight.
They don't hurt with my glasses, which is nice. I almost always wear them to a birth, too. And I used to wear them all the time at work. I have some that are, like, heart-focused. So they have, like, little, like, echocardiograms on them. They're really cute.
So cute. What is your favorite vacation destination, either where you've been or want to go?
Easy. Seaside, Florida is my favorite place ever. So fun to vacation. I've done girls trips, and my husband and I went. We actually went right after my ectopic pregnancy. We went to Disney World and then road tripped over to Seaside. So 30A has a piece of my heart. Yeah. My husband is not someone that likes to vacation to the same place, but he will say that, like, he would go back to Seaside. So.
Oh, I love that. I've never been there. Yeah, I've heard amazing things. I've never made it to Florida,
It's so cute. Though. It's so cute. Actually, pull in for a V-back Lake retreat in Seaside. That's my dream.
The dream. Okay, last one. What is your vision for the V-back Link or some of it?
Oh, wow.
What are you excited for the future? I know.
That feels
what are
exciting some things? And hard. I would just love to see us do bigger things, not like crazy big, but like I would love to see us do like a retreat and just like continue to impact people in different ways and to have just a variety of resources available. I mean, we have so much, but I would love to make it like easier to navigate. Like, here's the one place that you can find this answer, and it's not as... And we have so much, I think, that it can get a little overwhelming at times. So I think to try to like simplify it for the women of strength that tune in to the podcast or that find us on the internet, like how, like, what are the basics? Where do you go for the basic questions? Where do you go if you have a breech baby? Like, I would love for us to just have really easily navigatable resources for people. But currently, if you're looking for those resources, our website has 150 blogs on it. You can search by keyword. And you can search by keyword in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So know that like some of that searching is really helpful and you can do that already. So.
Yeah. I love what you made. You made that start here button on the highlighted stories.
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah.
And all that's the 101 things. It can be really overwhelming when people first find us. Like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. But it's like we can offer both. We can offer the simple things for people who are brand new, and then it does seem like we can really do the deep dives also if you've been here with us for a long time. Totally. Because I'm still learning. I learn things with every new episode, truly.
Yeah, for sure. What about you? So, I want to know your answer to this one.
Vision?
What do you dream? Since we talked about being dreamers.
I know. I'm excited for what the future course will look like. And a lot of different digestible pieces too, but then also really whole and comprehensive. We've talked about maybe making things really simple, like what you're saying. I'm excited about that. I'm excited for growth. And I think that the V-back Link has big things in the future. I'm excited for more outreach. I'm excited for, like, because I live in South Korea, you live in Colorado. I'm excited for that perspective of that worldwide global. Like, I'm thinking more global, and I'm excited for guests and professionals from all around the world. That's what we've touched on, we've had in the past, and I want to do more of that. Like, I want to make birth after cesarean better for everyone in the whole world. So that's
in the whole world forever. I love that.
In the whole world.
All right. Okay. My last five. What is something that you used to believe about birth that you do not believe anymore?
That it's scary. Birth is not scary. Yeah. I think that's all I have to say.
I love that that is the one of like a lot of these I've challenged you on, like asking thought, like questions you had to think about, and that was when you didn't. I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What is a myth about V-backs or C-backs that you love to debunk?
Ugh, you guys. Okay. it's all that matters is a healthy mom and healthy baby.
Yes.
And
yep.
I don't know how to lovingly say that to people who use that expression that I don't agree. I'm working on a good response because to me, it is so much more, you guys. Like, I'm just so tired of seeing situations not handled in the best way. Like, medically, yes. But especially here in Korea, where you have to navigate like the army hospital and then the Korean hospitals and different policies, and like, oh my gosh, just it's not all that matters keeping the mom and the baby healthy. Yeah. Well, it does matter.
What that doesn't encompass either is like healthy in that context implies alive. And like, you could be alive but not healthy mentally, you could be alive but not healthy physically. Like, an alive mom and baby is the minimum requirement. Like, that's the bare bones. That's what we're hoping for. And please hear me when I say that, like, lost moms, you matter too. And your baby mattered too. I felt that way after my own losses, that like people would say that to me when I was pregnant with my son, who is my double rainbow baby. People would be like, oh, but a healthy baby is all that matters. Like, that's all that you want. And I'm like, yes. And the babies that I lost mattered. Like, they mattered too. I just feel like it's the most, like, it's a statement that people say when they don't know what to say. And I wish people just knew that, like, it was okay to just, it's okay to just not say anything.
Well, and I love your perspective too, as a lost mom, because it is that sentiment of, like, all I want is that baby in my arms. And of course, like, you want, you want that baby in your arms, and you can't really breathe until you have that. Like, it's just, it's, you've been through so much. But yeah. It's,
and not walking around know, traumatized matters.
Exactly. I say that women who've had a baby, just with the change in your hormones, we all cry. We all cry. And are we crying sad tears because of a bad experience because we're traumatized? Or are we crying happy tears because we felt so loved and we want to relive it? And we're sad that we have to go home because we felt so cared for, or we're sad, you know, like, I've personally felt that difference in tears of heartbreak that I didn't get an experience that I was hoping for or whatever. And then I've had just those joyous tears that won't stop flowing because it was so healing. So it does matter. It stays with us.
Yeah. Ugh. Preach. There we go. First soapbox of the podcast was preaches.
We're here for it.
Okay. What is your wind down ritual after a birth?
After a birth, okay, so the next day I cancel whatever I can. Whatever plans I have that are able to be canceled, I cancel. Like, I was just at a birth last week. And aside from taking my kids to school and picking them up from school, I canceled everything. And then I go to Qdoba and get nachos.
That's great. I love it.
And nap.
I love that you have Qdoba, but you don't have Chick-fil-A. Like, that feels sad.
We have two Qdobas.
Wow.
The day is coming. It'll come someday.
I hope so.
I believe.
Okay, what is one thing that people would never guess about you?
I don't know. I think because I can't really get in people's heads that I don't know what they already think. Maybe some of my struggles with mental health and anxiety. I hide it very, very well. And I don't let it hold me back from stuff. But since I was probably in junior high, I've just always had some anxious, intrusive thoughts. And I've learned how to work with it throughout my life. But people will say, oh, I never realized like that was a hard thing for you, or like coming out of a concert, say, when it felt really intense. I would have friends be like, oh, you did such a great job, this and that. I'm like, oh, I'm so exhausted because it was this mental battle, or like my anxiety showed up in a big way. That kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of a heavy story.
That's okay. It's allowed to be. Okay, last question is, what is your superpower as a mom?
My superpower as a mom is that I can solo parent, and I've gotten pretty good at it. Yep. Any other military spouses out there know that we know how to show up. We know how to be flexible. We know how to adapt. We know how to, yeah, like handle the fallout emotionally when your husband's not there and the kids cry for daddy. We know how to sleep alone in our beds when we're feeling a little, you know, like we just, yeah, sometimes you can get nervous, those kinds of things, but we can do it. And I love my fellow mill spouse community because we show up for each other, we show up for our kids, and we're the constant. Like, we're the fun, we can be the disciplinarian, and then we can also allow dad to come back in and be that too. Mm. So we play a lot. Yeah. Yep. I've gotten really strong, I think.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. Is that it? Strength. We did it. Well, we hope that you love getting to know us as much as we love getting to know each other. And I think we both recognize that like change is scary, and like we want you to know that this resource isn't going anywhere, that we are here, that we love you, that we feel like honored deeply to carry this work forward, that Megan is still here in the background behind the scenes. Like there is so much love and stewardship happening in this change. And so we hope that you will come along for the ride with us in the chaos and in the potentially a baby in the middle of a podcast. Like, just thank you for being with us in this crazy season. And I love going back and listening to the early episodes where it was Megan and our other founder, Julie, and listening to like their life. I was literally listening to an episode I was telling Paige the other day of like, Julie was talking about how her child was on top of her refrigerator, her 20-month-old, I think. Like, I love that. And so just thanks for being along for the ride with us. We love you already. We always have.
We love you.
Interested in sharing your VBAC? Head over to thevbaclink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to thevbaclink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode and for being a part of our community. One of my favorite parts of the VBAC Link is the community itself. When I was pregnant and planning for a VBA 2C, the VBAC Link community group on Facebook truly became a virtual village for me. It's where I could see real VBAC stories, ask questions without judgment, and get encouragement from people who genuinely understood what I was preparing for. If you are planning a VBAC and want support as you get ready, head over to Facebook and search the VBAC Link community, because women of strength become even stronger together.